Good morning. It's Friday. This is Guru's Tech Bites, episode 77. Pour the coffee, wiggle the mouse, so Teams thinks you're alive, and let's see what the internet dragged onto the porch today. First up, somebody says they found 10,000 GitHub repositories handing out Trojan malware, which is the kind of number that makes your stomach do a little Windows Update reboot. The scam is hiding nasty stuff in places developers trust, like sample code and repos that look just real enough. So today's friendly reminder is, don't curl pipe mystery meat into production unless you enjoy explaining ransomware to accounting while the printer blinks like it knows what you did. Second, .gitignore is apparently not the only way to ignore files in Git. There are exclude files, global ignores, and other little secret drawers where Git hides the socks you thought the dryer ate. It's willful power user stuff, but also a reminder that every tool eventually becomes a haunted mansion if you give it 30 years. Enough config files and one developer named Kyle who documents nothing. Third, a privacy advocate says they told ElkJop forced consent was unlawful, and 5 years later, it helped produce a 1.8 million euro fine. That is a long receipt, like when you find out the grocery store loyalty card has been narrating your life to a spreadsheet. The lesson is simple. Consent can't be a pop-up muggin where the only real button is, sure, take my data, I guess. And finally, Cornell's self-guided advanced compilers course is making the rounds again for anyone who looked at software and said, I want to understand the dragon that turns my code into weird fast machine noises. Compilers sound dusty, but they are right under all the AI tooling, databases, browsers, and tiny devices trying not to burst into flames, quietly doing the kitchen math nobody thinks, dryly doing the kitchen math nobody thinks. Okay, that's something. That's your daily bite. Have a great day, patch your supply chain, read the weird manual, and maybe ask consent like a normal person. Until next time.